It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
I've been accused on more than one occasion of having a maudlin instinct, one that sometimes diverts me from the purpose of doing a farm bulletin. That purpose is, in the first instance, of course, to sell the farm's products. If I were to muse on how you should not let the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday go by without sharing a festive meal, but neglected to remind you, the late planners among you, that we still have some small turkey hens, perfect to feed a 4 to 6 person gathering unreserved, I'd be failing in my mission. If I expounded on how preparing food for friends and family expresses our social bonds, but somehow omitted to tell you how fabulously the Long Island cheese pumpkin serves as a vehicle for this purpose, I'd be remiss. The person most critical of my penchant for soppy sentimentality was always my late partner, Peter, who had a keen nose for anything he deemed less than clear-eyed. Though he is no longer with us, his voice lingers in my mind, and I hope, therefore, that you'll indulge me as I preface some sentimental thoughts I'd like to express with a moment of salesmanship. My experience is that only a small minority of our last-minute turkey orders are from people who somewhere along the line simply forgot to reserve the big bird they intended to buy early in the season. The vast majority of last-minute orders are from those whose plans have changed, whose dinners got canceled, and who have decided to do a small affair at home because they cannot let Thanksgiving go uncelebrated. Enter our turkeys, the perfect answer to such a problem, because the heritage breed hens often weigh in at just 7 to 8 pounds, not much larger than a substantial roasting chicken, and are ideal for the smaller gatherings that tend to result from such last-minute plans. In a market dominated by catering to large gatherings, crowds who could easily devour toms that are often bigger than any heritage bird ever gets, these intimate Thanksgiving dinners form our niche hen market. If you're stuck at the last minute, you could go out to a restaurant, but wouldn't it be warmer and more meaningful feasting at home on a special heritage turkey hen? And if you do decide on making such a homemade feast, shouldn't you consider one of the remaining Long Island cheese pumpkins from our fall harvest as a perfect element in such a meal? Consider starting with a Welsh pumpkin soup, where you roast a half pumpkin in the oven with cream inside it before pureeing the contents with the remaining ingredients and serving it in the pumpkin shell. Or cube, roast, and glaze pumpkin pieces as one of the meal's vegetables. Perhaps considering simmering pumpkin cubes with sugar, spices, lemon juice, and water as a very simple, delicious dessert, topped with creme fraiche. Or, if you're ambitious, pumpkin ravioli, like Victoria made last week. Or roast the pumpkin, puree it, and make pumpkin pie. The Long Island cheese pumpkins we grow are ideal for these purposes. They were developed in the early 19th century, were grown in great quantity on Long Island and in New Jersey until the 1960s, and are now making a comeback. They're part of an entirely different species, Cucurbita moschata, from the autumn gold and standard orange pumpkins, the Cucurbita pepo, used for jack-o'-lanterns. They are more closely related to Hubbard and butternut squash than they are to the jack-o'-lantern. The cheese pumpkin, so-called because it resembles a wheel of cheese, shares the tan skin color and more orange flesh of the Hubbard squash. Predecessor members of this cultivar family have been found in archaeological remains in northwestern Mexico, back as far as 4900 BC, Peru, 3000 BC, and Tikal, Guatemala in 2000 BC. If you need another reason to use pumpkins, these pumpkins are nutritionally great. They're loaded with beta-carotene. A cup of cooked pumpkin supplies over 25% of the recommended daily allowance of vitamin A. They also have vitamin C, nearly 10% of the recommended daily allowance, and lots of potassium, but zero cholesterol and barely any fat. A cup of cooked pumpkin has under 25 calories. Shouldn't a cheese pumpkin be a major element in your holiday meal? Okay, so much for the advertisement. Now let's go beyond commerce. It was 40 years ago this week that I met my partner, Peter, in circumstances that need not have led to another meeting, let alone a lasting bond. The factors that create bonds are in so many ways mysteries. Whatever the spark, we continued to seek out one another's company. Our bonds deepened and lasted, often to a substantial degree isolating us in a two-person world of our own. Moving ultimately to a farm, immersing ourselves in caring for animals and intending a property that left little time for socializing, seemed in some ways inclined to further separate us from the world outside the farm bubble. When Peter was injured and ultimately died this September, I relied heavily on family, especially his son and my sister, and close friends for support, comfort, and guidance. The support came in many forms, from solicitous calls to being available for advice or company, to simply tender physical touch and holding. I was grateful for all of it, but not really surprised. What did somewhat surprise me was the deeply felt messages of concern and the support that came from people whose primary connection with Peter and me was being neighbors or farm customers. We have often talked in idealistic terms of the aspect of the small family, direct-to-customer farm that creates bonds between the farmer and the consumer, that imbues the production and consumption of food with a human meaning, completely unlike the connection between the supermarket shopper and the Kellogg or Heinz families. We've asserted that such a connection enriches both parties. We've described these bulletins, even if primarily sales vehicles, as at least secondarily part of a dialogue that deepens that connection. Much as I wrote those words in the past, I had no way to assess really just how truly they represented reality and how much they were just aspirational expressions of our ideology. Now I can assess. The truly familial level of grief and support that came from so many of you demonstrated that we were not so much in the farm bubble as I thought. Rather, we had become part of a community connected through the farm. Certainly, that is in part a testament to Peter's way of connecting to those who came here. But I think it's also a vindication of the theory that small-scale agriculture can mutually enrich the consumer and the farmer in ways that can't be measured on a calorie counter or in a bank account. For that, and to you, I am profoundly grateful.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.